I think the electorate are going to look extremely hard at the candidates that are put in front of them this time, and we intend to give them an option or an alternative that we feel that people want. And as I said, like that, I feel that if you can elect a collaborative, coordinated group of independents, you will change. I've definitely seen change. I've seen changes in how the meetings operate with the 10 independents that are there presently, which some of us, as I said, have very differing views, but we've definitely brought a different perspective to the council. I would like to see more independents elected that share and espouse the views that the likes of myself and Thomas Pringle and Micheál Colum McGillaspig have over the past 5 years. And as I said, I think that starts to influence policy and change the direction of the council. And that's the motivation here.
Many people will say you've been a highly articulate, highly intelligent, and highly productive member of Donegal County Council. Whoever comes in to replace you to be co-opted at the next meeting is going to have a hard job to follow, but you are going to be a loss, and the first thing this drive is going to experience is the loss of one of its brightest stars.
Well, I suppose what you haven't met yet is the person that will be co-opted into my place, and I'm more than confident that it will not be a loss. I think you'll see a new vigour, somebody that brings probably something slightly different to the table. I think he's a really intelligent guy. Maybe what I would say, I suppose, the positive is I think his motivation. I've watched him work in the community. I've watched him drive projects through to completion, like bringing the All Ireland Rowing Championships to Donegal. I've seen his ability to access funding, whether it's through Sports Capital. I've seen his ability to collaborate with other groups like the Sports Capital grants in Donegal Town with the school in Donegal Town. And I mean, he's driving other projects there in his own personal capacity. And as I said, I think he'll bring something really, really good and really new to Donegal County Council and to the local area, I think our local area where we live and across the municipal district.
The big question then becomes, when do like-minded independents become a party? Are we walking a sort of a strange ground where, on the one hand, you're saying independence, but on the other hand, you're talking about coordination?
No. And I know I think it's like that. I'm sorry to be a bit short because this seems to come up over and over again. There's 10 independents in Donegal County Council. We might vote together on 50% of things, on 20% of things, 10% of things, but nobody says, I is becoming a party. We're all 10 individuals, and we've worked very well as 10 individuals, collaborated where we are. I suppose what I see the strength in is that if there was more people with a common vision that we could pursue. But if you move to that party structure, I just see that you lose that individuality and you lose the connection that you need with community to be an independent councillor. So no, it doesn't even feature.